Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. The Zombies, welcome to 2023 with the Trusty Hogs.
Happy New Year! Hi, Helen.
Hi, Catherine.
Welcome to episode 67!
We hope you enjoyed episode 66 of the Best of Trusty Hogs!
Hi, guys.
I can't believe we're doing another year of this.
What? I can't believe it. What a horrible start.
I just assumed by this point all of our listeners would have been like, you guys go fuck yourselves. But you're in it for the long haul, and so are we.
Happy New Year.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
Such a horrible start.
It's a horrible start.
Oh my God. Jesus.
I'm sorry, I'm ruining your favorite holiday.
Well, the thing is, okay, it's true. I don't like New Year's Eve. I don't like the forced fun, any of that jazz. But I'll tell you what I love is beginnings. Mm-hmm. I love them. I love new leaves. I love a new notebook. I love a new diary. I love starting the school year. I love it all. And so I feel like I have to be careful because I think that I've often been quite guilty of like promising myself a new version of myself.
Yes.
And I actually really, really, really am working on getting to like me as I am. Guys.
I love you.
She's in therapy.
Yay!
But I will say I absolutely adore a new year. And listen, we are at this point getting into January. It's almost done. I know that it's quite a dark and long month, but the way I love the midpoint of January because then it's just February, a very short month, and then we're springing. We're in spring.
So basically what you love is just sort of skipping out on the months to get to spring.
No, I know what I'm saying is I know that I just have wanted to say that I'm aware it's a very dark, long month. So while the new beginning...
Unless you're in Cuba.
Hey, you shout know, out to our hey, listeners in Cuba.
Hey, shout out to the people who are on the other side of the hemisphere.
Hope everything's okay over there. I read some stuff. It doesn't seem... Listen, hang on.
No, they're thriving.
They are doing
very well in Cuba.
I hope so.
Cigars,
Got
cars,
that music, that food.
Famous Cuban music. Who's your favorite Cuban singer?
So I was thinking... It's my favorite.
Havana Unana. Is that not Cuban? I want part of my heart is... Did everyone else, when they first heard that, think that flip flop shop is not that good? Like, I would not have written a song about it.
We need to travel more.
We do need to travel.
No, you can't. You only travel to places that are Disney oriented.
When this episode's gone out, I will have just returned from Disney World and I'm dying. I have got a lot of holidays coming up.
That's so exciting.
So when you're listening to this, I'd have just got back from Disney World. This is too late to say it now, but There would have been a lot happening on Instagram stories.
No
a lot of tears.
No doubt.
I cannot wait to tell you all about it. My heart rate increases talking about it.
I hope that somebody's warning the staff that you're coming. Do you know that kind of way? Like, I feel like they need to know that you are like an adult with agency and that they can tell you to stop.
The amount of people that said to me, don't. You're too excited.
I agree.
And you're putting too
much
on it.
Yeah, you're definitely you're putting the kind of pressure on Disney that everybody else puts on Family Christmas. It can never live up to the hype.
And it's because it's the most magical place on earth. So it will be the most magical time constantly.
Yeah.
But inherently, at some point, I will be in a queue.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do those.
And or I'll get some food and I won't like it.
Oh, I think you'll like the giant turkey legs.
Yeah.
You love them.
They've got spring rolls that taste like cheeseburgers, apparently, like McDonald's cheeseburgers. Who'd have thought
disgusting.
It? No, it sounds incredible.
What a bastardization of a beautiful Asian cuisine.
But
do Americans have to ruin everything?
They don't ruin everything.
They manage to ruin the Irish accent. Do you know how hard that is? It's a lovely lilt, and they bastardize it every time.
Whenever you say that, all I can think of is that SNL sketch.
Yeah, that's
the dating the cousins one. It's so funny.
No, you guys are the worst. Okay, so, by you guys, I mean non-Irish people. Hey, here's my question.
What's our resolution?
Do you get me?
To go on holiday with Kathleen.
Oh my god, I'd love that. We're gonna try to go to southern Germany for your birthday.
I think we should do that. I'm trying to pitch it to all of us, to Emma and Andrew as well. I'm thinking, because I don't know if I want to do a big birthday thing this year. So forcing everyone to travel and celebrate me, I think, feels like the right balance.
Yeah.
But it's only because I've got this tricky thing. I'm gigging in Switzerland the days leading up to my birthday.
We have the same toxic trait, which is no one wants to marry me. So every other event has to be treated like as big as a wedding.
Well, I sort of want to go see some like things that I've always said I was going to go see and do and just haven't done yet.
Why do we have to be there?
To watch me.
Yeah. Not because you think we'd all enjoy it.
No.
Not because you think it'd be nice. Because she wants an audience and she wants someone to clap and she wants someone to say, poor Helen, when it doesn't go well.
We've never gone on holiday before, Catherine.
We should go.
It's getting mad because I have a feeling we'll be like really good travel buddies for each other.
I actually think we would be quite good. We're pretty organized. We love sticking to a plan.
Okay.
And we both want you to be happy.
Yes.
And I take a better photo of you than you take of me. So we'll bring Em to take cute photos of me.
Yay! But I was thinking, like, so I'm in Switzerland and then I could train up to southern Germany. Kathleen and Em and Andrew could fly over.
Yeah, everyone understands international travel.
To southern Germany.
No one thought we were walking.
And then we can go to Schloss Neuschwanstein, a.k.a. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Castle.
Cool.
What a trip.
I would fight you, but I know what I've learned. I'm trying not to make the same mistakes again this year. And
just
what I know is that if you want something to happen, I guess I'm going to pay for it. So I'll be there. I'll be there. I guess that's going to happen.
You're going to absolutely be charmed, I think.
I agree. And for my birthday, I'd like you to not text me for 2 days. So.
No! But you know your birthday's a difficult day for me. So.
Chickens died bouncing.
Chicken died bouncing. So. I think this year, my main resolution is to travel with Kathleen.
Oh, by the way,
I also want to get into conspiracy theories.
Get into? You're in, babe.
No, no, no. Like deep. Yeah.
You just mentioned my birthday being a tough time for you because two of your neighbor's chickens died and you think somehow my birth orchestrated a massacre of chickens or something.
Not a conspiracy theory.
Right. If it just adds up.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
That makes sense.
Fine. Okay, so yeah, Annie, I'll start with my New Year's resolution,
okay.
Shall I? And what I have generally tried to do is, like I say, not promise myself a new version of myself.
Okay.
I am trying to do as alcohol-free a January as possible.
Great.
But I'm learning to live in the gray and have some flexibility. So there are two events that I want to be able to drink on, so I'm going to. One of them is my friend Georgie's birthday.
Yes.
And the other is, it's at a wine club. Like, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other is I'm hosting a dinner party. The theme is beige because my partner's favorite foods are all yellow and beige.
I love her so much.
She's ridiculous. Oh. I was going to say, if my mom listened to what I asked for, oh God, I'm a 34-year-old woman. And I was like, if my mummy got me what I wanted for Christmas, then it will have been linen napkins. And if she didn't, It's like she doesn't love me. Okay, and then what are yours? So mine is, sorry,
yours is to not drink, but you're drinking on 2 days.
It's to be flexible.
Okay.
And I'm going to practice that way, but also largely not to drink, yes please. Because God, I've drank so much pre-Christmas. My body hurt.
Yes.
That seems not right, right?
No, I get it.
That's too much.
Yeah.
And
look, our bodies are changing. This is the thing. We're getting older each year, but we're in that point of aging.
I understand how the
going 26 to 27 isn't a thing. But in your 30s, like, I am playing a game with acid reflux that I did not know existed outside of babies. Like, and we're talking a game. Like, I cannot lie down flat at night.
Dicey.
Without feeling like I'm a cauldron bubbling over with a poisoned apple. Yeah. Like, I've got an absolute mismatch of drugs at home trying to figure out how not to like feel. But it was mainly the mulled wine.
My other resolution is to try not to measure my own life goals by other people's timelines.
I totally get that one, but that's the hardest one.
It's so hard
to not look sideways,
but also to be like, is it realistic? Like, would I like to have a baby at some point? Sure. But if that's not now, then, well, I guess I'll just find out if it's possible when I actually could. Like, first goal, be able to make enough money that I have somewhere that they could live.
I think you're doing...
Break things into pieces, you know?
Very well. And I think baby can just live on floor of flatty.
I think no. Okay. I think that also when you have to like ask, say like you want to adopt, you have to ask like, can you have one? And they'll go like, and the floor is where you're planning to.
Yeah.
Is it knob like?
Well, I'll put a pillow down. Don't be a bitch about it. Like, babies love pillows.
Don't be a bitch about it. Give the baby a pillow.
Wait, so your New Year's resolution is no pressure, not baby, but think of planning ahead just in case.
It's just try to be a little bit more kind about where I am and not miss. Here's the thing is, I think I've been doing a lot of deferred joy. Like, when I make this much money, I can have this kind of life. When I have this kind of body, I can feel this kind of happy.
I've seen you do that with like finances. Like, I really want to go to this place, but like I can't until I've saved up this amount. Yeah. And it's like, so what? Spaff it.
No, not that. But what if I just like didn't miss the life that's happening, which is pretty damn good.
Yes,
and try to enjoy it where possible. I know it's not the capitalist way, nor is it really the like Irish Catholic way. We love a bit of deferred joy, but I was thinking of just being like, maybe trying to enjoy my life.
Yes,
something to think about.
Come to Southern Germany with me.
I also want to work smarter, not harder. Sorry.
I feel like you like read a magazine over Christmas.
Oh yeah. I was home and I was like, hello Cosmo, let's read it. No, but I do feel like those are good goals, and stick with therapy and just be kind to myself. And now I'll hear yours.
Okay, I will also stick with therapy, but I do think I'm towards finishing it because I think I'm nearly all complete package. No, but I feel, and my feelings are valid. I feel that I've only got like probably about 3 weeks left, and then I'll be ready to accept love into my life.
I feel like you've been given too many buzzwords from therapy, and that's not the same as completing therapy.
No, I think I'm nearly done.
Yeah,
ready to emerge into the world. I'm going to have a naked baptism when I rise out the sea.
You have
fresh.
To go on 3 dates.
No, I don't have to go on 3 dates.
3 dates. In January, that was the promise to our listeners.
I know, that was the promise to our listeners, that I have to go on 3 dates in January.
Are you on Hinge
it's
already?
It is very tricky.
No, it's not.
With Disney and skiing.
No, it's not. You can put them all in one week.
So they're all going in the last week.
I love that. Oh my God, I keep forgetting you're going skiing.
My New Year's resolution is to do new things and not have people judge me for them. I'm going to Disney World. I'm going skiing. I'm going to go to Schloss Neuschwanstein and pretend I'm in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I'm going to go Cordoba because I want
Helen,
to see it.
Helen, have you ever skied before?
Never, no, but I have been donutting.
Are you going with other people who can ski?
Everyone can ski.
Everyone else can ski.
No, my friend Francis can't. Francis no ski.
I thought you were going with your friend... Helena.
Helena can't come anymore because Helena got a new job, so they can't like take time off.
Okay, so
over that period, the Francis come with little Helen.
Okay, so you got to the second round of invites, and I wasn't even on the radar. Okay,
You'd want to come to a comedy festival you're not performing at in the mountains.
I really wouldn't.
As if,
like, actually, that sounds terrible. I don't want to watch comedy, and I sure as fuck don't want to see.
There's no way you'd come.
You're right.
No way.
You're right. That sounds hellish.
But I think it'd be good. We're thinking about taking a lesson. Apparently, you can do like ski classes with babies. On the first day.
You and a bunch of 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
You and a bunch of 3-year-olds in gilets being like...
Me and 6-foot France is just like, wee!
Being like, ew, you can't ski? That's crazy. We learned it too. That's so fun.
Well, I messaged Maisie Adam because Maisie's going as well. And I was like, do you ski? And she was like, yeah, I'm going with my family over Christmas. And I was like, damn it, Maisie! Like,
God damn it!
But she was like, oh, my partner, he just took a lesson before we're going that he can like practice. And I was like, I'm not going to take a lesson before I go.
Why? That seems like really good prep.
Does it?
Yeah, it seems smart to learn how to do.
But isn't like
the entire activity that
snow went. Different everywhere? So you have to learn on that snow. Because I was just watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Sure, but
and they were saying their snow is better.
Sure, but for example, if you're going on holidays and you need to drive, you might get the license here, even if you're going to drive on the other side of the road, rather than be like, I hope I just have a license when I get there.
No, I think it's weird to plan for holidays like that. Like, you know, Emma and Ellie, when they went to Morocco, these are school friends of mine, last year, they went to Morocco and they went for a like traditional... Is it called a hammam? That sort of like thing where you get the savon noir and
hammam,
it's like
hammam.
Yeah, they went for that in London before they went to Morocco because they didn't want to ruin their tans.
That's quite smart.
So they got
not
a hammam.
Not very authentic.
And then went to Morocco and tanned. And then they were like, but we sort of had a full Moroccan experience. We just did it in London before we went to Morocco.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Because they're smart.
No, that's the most English thing I've ever
heard. I know, that's what
we
I
did
thought.
The cultural activity here because we got the gist, so we didn't want to ruin our fake tan. What
shout
the
out
hell?
To Emma and Ellie. You gals keep it real.
That's some basic bitch behaviour.
So I want to travel a lot.
So you don't like to prep for holidays when they're sporting based, but have you prepped for Disneyland?
Yes.
So you didn't think that was a problem?
So many reservations, Catherine. I have crushed this down to a T. Genie Plus, you got to get that every... You know what? We're going to talk about this
when
next
get back,
week when
yeah,
I'm back.
Because I
just feel like...
Twice. You're so right.
Oh my God, I'm just so overwhelmed.
Okay.
And also...
So your New Year's resolution so far are travel?
Yes. I want to date properly. Mm-hmm. And I think I can do that. Okay, I will do these 3 dates in January.
Yes,
I just
Ellen.
Think it's just too much pressure. I also think people do need to send me like hints and tips for dating or how to get over it, because like I just haven't done it in so long. Yeah. Like not for like, it's been a year or something.
I just think you need to go in with like, these are singularly, I'm committing only to one date with each of these people. I assume I will never see them again. I'm committing, only thing I have to do is go on the date.
A waste of time.
No, it's not. It's practice, baby. It's practice. Don't you get better at wanking the more you do it?
Yeah.
Well then.
But I always want to hang out with my friends if I get a night off.
Yes, but... You at some point would like to be in a relationship.
Yes.
Said.
Yes.
And so, unfortunately, this is a necessary first step.
Why can't I just be in a relationship with one of my friends?
Oh, you absolutely can, but it would be helpful, I think, for that friend that you have been on a date before them.
Okay.
I would also say this. As your friend, I'm sort of sick of the Disney chat and would love the bad date chat. So no offense, but like, I think our friendship would benefit from you going on.
But that's
date.
The main problem with our friendship is you love talking about love and dates, and I just have no capacity to do it.
I didn't know that was a problem with our friendship.
Are you kidding? Last week when we were in the pub with Shelf.
Yeah.
And it was all dating chat. And I was just sitting there
you
like, I've got
that.
No, I had nothing to bring to the table.
Okay, first of all, so what happened was Shelf and Em and I explained the concept of the chart. The chart is from the L word. If you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know what that is. You are either a man, in which case it's not for you, or you're a tiny baby lesbian who hasn't done her history.
Just to be clear, I think every man has watched the L word. Like,
yeah, that
not
that
in like the right way,
us.
But yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But what I'm saying to you is... the chart we explained, and if you don't know it as a concept, it is they basically connected all the lesbians in LA via a chart through which, like, through who had fucked each other.
Yeah.
And Shelf and Em and I connected each other faster than even I expected, like the speed of light. And Helen was fascinated.
I was frightened at the table at first when they were like, let's try and figure out how we connect to each other. Because I was like, oh God, happens if something is unearthed and someone doesn't know something and it gets really tense and we ruin, because we had a camembert, we were having a nice time. And I didn't want the camembert to like be ruined by like lesbians crying, because that famously can ruin it, right?
No, because what you've got to remember about lesbians...
You know everything.
We share, and we also tell, like... You know, like, sometimes I mean, honestly, with my girlfriend, I'm like, I actually didn't need to know that one time you glanced at a woman in a supermarket 17 years ago. Like, I don't. But she will tell me every detail. And I her. So, like, just to keep you in the loop, one time I did think about this person in this way.
My nerves were very much gone very quickly when you were just sort of like, and then you made out with my girlfriend. Yes, we did it. We connected them in 3. Like, and you were so happy. I was like, this is fascinating. And it is interesting. I will say this. It is very hard to follow it as an outsider because I am not on the lesbian comedian East London dating scene, which is a very specific pool, I will say.
Yeah, it's a weirdly large pool, I'd say. I'd also say this. I think the other thing is like women, I like other women. I don't really feel that way about all men. So I like really like a lot of women. So sometimes when I find out my partner dated somebody who I wasn't expecting but I think is awesome, I'm like, I mean, if anything, that just makes you more appealing in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like if that woman endorsed you, that's a good sign.
But I can't work out.
Like a man's endorsement doesn't mean the same because you're like, they would probably have just...
Okay.
No offense to men. Hello, Hogs. It's Catherine and Helen, and we have a massive favour to ask you. We have been so fortunate to be nominated for the National Comedy Awards in the Comedy Podcast category. However, as yet, we are only longlisted, which is such a thrill, but we are desperate to get on the shortlist. So eager. And the way you can help us do that, if you're a listener, is to go to nationalcomedyawards.com. If you don't listen to us on Patreon, if you are wondering how you can support us, this is genuinely so easy. It's free, and it would mean so much to us. So it's nationalcomedyawards.com. Go to the comedy podcast category and vote for Trusty Hogs. And also tell your friends, maybe share it online if you could. We would be so appreciative. Either way, you have till the 16th of January, and we are begging you to vote for these guys because, frankly, we just want a night out.
Fight for the pigs!
By the way, guys, check out the extras this week. I don't want to overhype it, but Helen Bauer let me set up her Hinge profile.
It was the worst moment of my life.
You hated it.
I hated every second because we also got to see the prompts I used to have 2 years ago.
The best bit is that it was unpausing, so I did get to see her previous answers. And boy, oh boy, somebody had a bad year. But let me tell you, I nailed it. So honestly, I think it's worth the £5 a month. Go check it out. I answered all the questions excellently.
I had my Life Apollo picture. That's one of my...
Oh, that remains a photo. I think if you did it, you got to show it off, girl. If you got it, flaunt it. Absolutely. But I honestly had a joyful time. The ecstasy in my voice, I imagine, will be palpable. I was having such fun. And then...
Join our dating journey on the Patreon.
Yeah, I think it's... Also because, as some of you will know, Helen is committed to dating three people in January. I'm going on a date with three people. And consequently, we're going to see the ramifications or indeed proof of my wonderful pudding very soon because, boy, oh boy, I think she's sexy as hell and I told them about it.
Okay, great. We've got a date.
Oh my God, an Irishman was the first one to like you?
No.
I love that. I spent my life
competing with their mammy.
Hey, we're going too far. It's just a date.
Okay. Should we bring on our guest?
We don't have to hate his mother yet.
I'm panicking. Can we please bring on our guest?
Yeah, I'd love to. Everybody, please welcome to Trusty Hogs,
Chelsea Bugby! Chelsea!
Welcome! Now, you were Helen's tour support. So
gladly.
My question is, are you okay?
I loved it.
She didn't blink.
She didn't blink. She didn't blink. She was in there like a shot.
I did. I loved it.
I know she did.
I loved it. I cried at the end and then you hit me.
Okay.
Oh my God. What? That doesn't sound not abusive. What?
I'll say I loved it too and I love Chelsea. There was just an incident. There was an incident on the final tour support day. I feel like you could tell this better than I could.
You gave me a really beautiful present and card and temporary tattoos.
You're welcome.
Cute. She writes very thoughtful cards because she can't express her feelings out loud. They're devastating and surprising every time.
So I was really touched, teared up. And then Helen stood up and then said, you said I was disgusting, I think.
Oh my God.
That's our girl.
But we are working on that this year for me to be able to sit in sincerity better. So I'm sorry I hit you and I love you.
Thank you.
And for the benefit of the listener, I'm stroking Chelsea right
Whoa.
Now.
Oh, you do a very strokeable looking cardigan.
But also for tour support context, I know a lot of you saw Chelsea and have seen her like over the years doing stand-up. She's an amazing comedian. But tour support, you finish before the other person finishes. So I had to go on and still do an hour, and Chelsea's there crying in the back.
I get it.
It's on me. No, I deserved it.
Chelsea's scum.
That's on you. You shouldn't have given her the gift till after. However, Chelsea brought us all such cute gifts. She brought us and Em.
We never get brought gifts.
Hair glitter spray.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's
so exciting.
Helen, no.
Okay, well I've done it now. Bad Helen. Down. Down. Stop. Does it always, when someone says down to someone, everyone always says they think Heel. About dogs. But do you know, have you guys seen Finding Dory?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's the sequel to Finding Nemo.
No, we gathered that much, yeah.
And there's, well, people might not know. And there's these seals in it, right? And they all stay on a rock, okay? And then one of them's called Gerald. He's the silly one. He's got slightly wonky eyes. It's just a bit of fun, really. And he goes on the rock.
We didn't think it was a serious epic until you said that.
He goes on the rock and the other seals are like, off, 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 off. And it's like funny.
Yeah,
and we laugh for hours.
I feel like that's you and Sunil's home life. You sit on the sofa and he's like, off, 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 off.
Me and Sunil's language, we now use offie and roomie.
I can't.
But Chelsea now talks like this.
No,
too.
It's hell. You're contagious and it's so problematic. We're all adults. We're going to speak like adults for the podcast.
You're not even an adult. You're not even wearing a bra.
Helen!
Let me touch your nipples.
You know what I'm asking.
I would like to say this for this New Year episode. As two women, Chelsea and Catherine, holdy handy, pleasey. Thank you.
Oh, no, I don't want to have glitter hands. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's not the glitter hand. Chelsea's got the glitter hand. Yeah, you're really sweaty.
Yeah, I don't like
it. It was when
hands.
You said, I love you, I think, that my mom's.
You were like, oh, God, she's going to kill. She will strike again.
Sorry, they're really sweaty.
She will strike again.
I love you both. Mm-hmm. I do feel like there's a tendency for us to think that I'm not an adult, but we're all adults. And
if there's a tendency for us not to think you're an adult, you behave like a child. You baby yourself.
But that's
yourself.
Because my primal zodiac says that I resemble a hyperactive child. But it is something I think I want to look in this year
Do
with
you call
therapy.
A resemblance when you're literally doing the bit?
Yes, but it's for some reason very comfortable for me to pretend to be a child, like little.
For some reason.
For some reason.
It is endearing.
It is.
It's endearing.
You're paying all to figure out for some reason why that's the case.
But it does endear a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And I have started doing it, and sometimes it's nice.
Yeah.
Actually, you're the problem. You're the problem. You're feeding this. That's enabling her, and that's not helpful.
Oh, be nice to Chelsea.
Oh, good. So good, Chelsea. And then, no, don't laugh.
You joking?
Go right into the microphone and go, poor me.
Poor me.
Poor Chelsea.
No, mine sounded more sickly.
Yeah, I'm dying. Poor me.
But it's good because emotional manipulation is the best way to guide your way through life because people think it's education, but it's not. It's manipulation.
I'm exhausted.
If you can manipulate people, you can constantly thrive. And the only way to manipulate people is to make them feel bad for you because it's like you've got to be the victor.
There are teenagers who listen to this podcast and I think that's terrible advice. I just want to flag that now.
It's not advice.
While you're here, we're trying to engage in our new habits and a new beginning.
Yeah.
And I think this is sliding backwards for Helen. Mm-hmm. What are your New Year's resolutions, please?
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. I'm going to, my New Year's resolutions are either to get zen or
or lose your mind.
To get really sexy this year.
Oh, and you can't really have it both ways, interestingly, no?
It's possible.
No, fuckable and zen, I feel like are two very different vibes in general.
Interesting.
What if it's like super fuckable but like not that attached to it?
So sort of like fuckable but not wanting to be?
Not wanting to be, but not wanting to be.
Okay, so just describe this outfit.
Yeah, I think I need
to. I feel like there's an outfit happening here.
I need tutorial cues too.
It's less about clothes. Maybe I won't start doing the babyish thing. But I'm just going to be more sexual and more confident. I've started doing... Remember on stage, I started doing some lunges.
Sorry, I just had a flashback as well
I
of Chelsea.
I don't think that you can be zen if you're lunging on stage. I'm going to flag it. I don't think so.
It was only three lunges and they were really good.
I think if you are in the Miranda Hart space,
okay,
you can't be zen.
I don't think... Is Miranda Hart a famous lunger? I feel like she's more of a galloper.
She's a famous lunger.
Really?
Famous
I'd say gallop.
She's a famous lunger. Am I wrong, Em?
No, I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I need to find a new thing?
No.
Okay. No, God,
saying,
no.
I'm not saying she owns lunging. Yeah. I'm simply saying that her space is not one I associate with soothing or calm.
What if I lunge and say, like, I'm here right now?
I hate that. And I'm not sure where the joke is. But we don't have to work out your set right now.
That's the only new bit I've worked on recently is lunging.
I'm here right now.
And also, like, I was trying to write some jokes about despair. That's my new thing.
That's your new theme for the week.
Yeah. And again, you think zen or sexy goes with despair?
I think so. I'm working it out.
I can see it was zen and despair.
And sexy and despair.
I'm struggling with
harder
sexy. Like a turtleneck kind of way.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what
culture... I can see that, like a sexy poet.
Yeah.
Oh, the world.
Do you think your fear of the baby voice and sexy being a thing is because you pretended to be an adult baby for too long?
No, I've only done that a handful of times. I don't want...
You have an outfit, babe.
Excuse me. That's from something different, and you know that.
It's not.
I need context. You guys are, sorry to say it, this is bad podcasting because you're being good friends, and nobody wants to half your stories. So...
Okay. Chelsea, please explain to us what happened at clown school. Ah, it's my favourite topic of all time.
You went to clown school?
2 weeks. 2 weeks of clown school, so not the full thing.
It doesn't matter. It's enough to get me excited.
En France?
Oui.
Oh, désolé. Okay, go on.
Have you done it?
No.
She would not thrive in that environment.
Are you joking? Have we met?
Okay, sorry.
You have to let go and find your inner clown?
Yeah.
Have you seen Alex? She can't even let go of her cup.
I'm so uptight. I would hate it. I'd be like, what are the rules? How are we grading this? What's happening? Is there a testing? Why are all of these adult men so unemployed? Like, I'd just be like, I'd have a lot of questions.
Maybe you'd love it.
I don't think I would. Maybe as an anthropological study, if I could get some sort of PhD in sad boys. But I don't have any interest in going for myself.
They're not all sad there, are they?
No, that's the worst part is they're actually absolutely fine. They've had every privilege in the world. They need to be sad, so they've gone to sad school for clowns.
It's quite happy. It was a really horny place.
Mm. Oh, I bet it was.
Horny. And it was more like actors than comedians who were there.
That's nice.
That's worse. Oh, nice. Yeah, that's nice.
It was different. They were way more like comfortable with people than comedians were. And like when we do exercises where you have to pair up, they would just be really comfortable touching you, but not in like a creepy way. Just like,
wait, you don't think comedians are good with people?
Not with physical interactions.
That's so true. I've hit both of you.
Like, yeah. And to be fair, you tried to hold my hand earlier and I was like, no touching my... Thank you. I don't like holding hands or not knowing where that was before.
Yeah, I'm more of a cuddler, I think. But you're very touchy.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you're a cuddler. We'd cuddle
But we've just ascertained this from clown school, so go on.
So then, like, when you first go up and you meet Philippe Gollier, like, he'll get you to just stand on stage and chat for a bit with the clown nose on.
And you actually get a nose. Can you believe it?
And it was during
COVID
time.
You can just buy them.
No, you can't. It's not the same.
Sorry, go on.
But it was also in COVID time, so we also had a mask on.
Sorry. Are you telling me necessary services ground to a halt, but clown school persisted?
Yes.
Wow.
Summer 2021.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think it's fine. It's the year after big COVID. It's when we all figured out that it wasn't fucking real. Open everything else up. Go for conspiracy theories now, man.
Okay, sure. Yeah. People were waiting on new knees, but I'm glad you got your nose. Go on.
I'm feeling judged.
Don't, not by me. Not by me.
Oh, you're too supported by her, so I have to be accountable.
That's actually true. Understand. That is really true.
And also, no offense, but I think people go to clown school because they got too much love from their parents. So I'm just trying to offer another way.
My parents loved me, but like, but the thing is, it's unconditional, and that's my
what
problem.
I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Special.
Yeah. Yeah. Too much.
But not in particular, not for any particular reason. So they don't care if I'm funny or not.
Chelsea's parents are really lush.
Christ on a bike. No wonder you ended up in clown school.
So you go and stand up on stage there for a bit, and he'll just ask you a series of questions. So he was asking, what did he ask me? He just asked me about like my boyfriend, what I studied, and then after that, then he
asked
costume.
You about your boyfriend.
It came up.
They're
Do we
trying
think
to
that's
get...
kind of creepy?
Yes, it is kind of creepy. But I think he's trying to figure out when he asks people these questions, like, what they're uncomfortable with, because if you can kind of end up playing with that. Maybe that can help you find your clown.
Yes.
He's never like said as much, but that's the feeling I get. Because he would assign people, like my friend, did you meet Lanessa?
No, but I heard a lot about her. Yeah,
I have a friend called Alyssa who we met at clown school. And she went up and she was assigned, is this too personal to say? But anyway, she was assigned fuckable brothel owner. But I think it was partly because her discomfort was
Sorry, was
like,
anybody else assigned unfuckable brothel owner?
Well,
that would
sort
be
of.
Staff.
Yeah, Chelsea.
So I think he chooses something you're uncomfortable with. And because I was coming across as sweet, then he said, do you want kids? And I said, I don't know. And then he said, oh, that's a shame. And then he bangs his drum when he has the costume. And then he went, baby. And he assigned me the costume baby. And then he said, with a nappy.
What?
It was awful. It was so awful.
He's getting paid to live out his own kinks by rich English kids?
It's amazing.
No, you don't think it's kinky for a man, I assume twice your age, to hand you a baby costume and say, with a
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nappy.
Didn't hand it to me. I had to go and find it in Paris, like the chicest city in the world. I was calling up the costume place and I was like, do you have any baby costume? They were like, what do you want your baby to wear? And I was like, no, not for my baby. For me.
Oh,
and I was trying on a bonnet when this really handsome French guy came in.
Bonsoir.
Like a 6 foot baby. Just for me.
But I'm with you.
Test.
It's creepy. And as soon as I bought that, I also bought some nice lingerie to like balance it out. And to be clear, not to wear at all together. Separate clowns.
Yeah, but you still bought them on the same day.
Yeah, but they're completely different.
Yeah, okay.
You know how much the creepy clown man would love to know that you bought your baby costume and then went to buy lingerie?
They're separate things.
It is working. Look at everything I want.
It's a different world, clown school. And the importance of finding your clown is everything.
And my clown, I think, is a baby with a knife.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah. That's so scary.
And then you have to go on stage in front of everyone and pretend to be the character, the clown you've been given.
So it's a costume, not a character.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's it. What? So when you put it on, the tendency is to like then start acting like whatever your costume is. Mm. But actually, it's just a way to help you like get, I don't know, loose and silly. Because clown isn't actually about pretending, as I understand it, I've only done 2 weeks, but isn't about like pretending to be silly. It's like you are trying sincerely to do something. It just reveals you're actually like truly an idiot. So you don't have to try to be stupid. You just are.
So you
don't pretend to be a baby. And I think that would obviously be disgusting if I pretended to be a baby.
If you went on stage and shit yourself, yeah.
Yeah, which I didn't do. Just to
clarify. No, but like...
clarify.
I've not shit myself since sixth form.
Hey, we're proud of you.
I haven't shit myself since I was 18. You're fucking
that was a one-off as well.
Yeah, well,
I don't want
it wasn't like a week of it. Like,
sorry, I don't want
any further details.
I didn't want to share them. Wow.
I did once in my 20s, so it's chill. Yeah.
Can I ask a question? You don't have to answer this. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks at Gullion.
Yes.
How much does it cost?
€2,000.
Oh my God.
Catherine?
Is that for accommodation as well?
No.
You have to pay for accommodation as well.
Yeah, but it's in like, it's not actually in Paris. It's like a village outside of it, so it's not as expensive. Yeah. It's in a town.
1 year at drama school.
Oh, I got a bursary.
Sorry.
Yay!
Sorry.
We love to see a queen winning.
Sorry, I got a bursary.
I genuinely think I'd thrive at clown school. Me and Chelsea spoke about this.
But per week, drama school is cheaper because it's $9,000 for the year.
I don't think I'd do well at drama school. I think I'd be too like, what am I going to do after this? Will I be an actor? I think at clown school, because it's just, you can just go on the streets as a clown.
Oh, also, like,
you, right?
I don't know. I've not done that.
Also, I want to be clear. Yeah, I went to drama school for a year, and I went to a drama school from a summer spent in a mental health institution.
Yeah.
And they were not different enough. Well, I would say it wasn't, because also other people there studied musical theatre, and I hate musical theatre students because they sing things you could easily say, and consequently you'd be like, can I just get past them? Like, are you gonna get past? And I'm like, I actually, this is
you are just saying things to hurt
me
at this point.
But that's the same as hospital. You'd be like, can I get past? And people be like, do you want to get past?
No, Catherine's not in the right here.
Listen, all bad. But
did you do some like freaky stuff at drama school?
Yeah.
You mean drugs?
No.
Do you mean an orgy?
I don't know. Like, not a baby costume, but things like that where you have to do something. You have to pretend to be an animal or something. Because my friend went to RADA and she said she had to, like, they spent a term where they'd just kind of crawl around.
No, I went to Central for a year of acting for screen, we didn't have time to be an animal for a month. We had to quickly get to our eating disorders. Everybody hate their body. Let's get on course. Yes?
We used to do, obviously it's not drama school or clown school, but at the Anne Bauer School of Drama, we would do warm-up games. And mainly it was based around breathing into our diaphragms. But then we do those like sort of ones where you like clap in a circle. And the best one we did, oh my God, if anyone else knows this, or my mum made it up, it's called cat dog. Okay, and I'd go to Chelsea, this is a cat, and you'd go, a what?
A what?
A cat. And then you go, oh great. Oh, great. And then you give it to Catherine, but I would say to Catherine at the same time, this is a dog.
A what?
A dog.
This is a cat.
This is a dog.
A what?
A what?
A cat.
A dog.
Oh God, so good. This is a...
This is a cat.
This
a
dog.
A what?
A cat. A dog.
A dog. A cat. Oh no, I lose. And then you get thrown out on the street and not allowed to participate in the class anymore.
Oh, because Helen always wins. Because the hat always wins. That's amazing. Oh no, I want to be clear. I'm not judging you. I paid $9,000 to learn zip, zap, z- boing, or whatever that game is.
That one is very tricky because you can also do the blocks. So then it's got to go the other way. Zip, it's sort of like Uno with humans.
Yeah.
Did you fancy anyone at drama school?
Of course, they make you emotionally vulnerable, tell you everything that's wrong with yourself, and then they let you loose with like men in their 20s who make you feel even worse. Obviously, I was like, I want everyone to fancy me and I fancy everyone. Although, weirdly, everyone else was like straight mainly, which is weird.
You should have gone on the musical theatre program.
Well, no, I had sex with men instead. I had sex with men, and that was nice too, I guess.
The best year of your life.
The greatest year of my life.
Can I tell you my least favourite drama game that I used to struggle with at college? So for A-level drama, so hard not to find out how you shit yourself for A-levels, but like I'm not going to.
I know, we're all being very dignified and not
asking, like,
well done.
Just know that I text Helen after.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. I will say this. The worst one was when they would do like, do you remember Stick in the Mud? And you'd have to like, they'd go, and then you'd have to like freeze like this.
Yeah, and they go under your legs to get...
No, it should be under arms because I've got a lot of space under my legs for people to get under, which is super easy.
Yeah, but you're not getting under
there. There were people in my class who were like 5'2". How the fuck am I fitting through that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I would basically just like not save anyone. Then everyone's like, Helen's not helping. And it's like, I don't want to. I don't fit into your fucking leg.
I've got a broad back.
Also, you have to open them wider. People just like have them really tiny. And it's like, you don't deserve to be saved at this point. God, that's brought back a lot of memories for me.
Yeah, this isn't your home as well.
This is, no, this isn't at the Anne Bauer School of Drama. No, we'd line dance sometimes, but not that. No space to do Stick in the
Mud. Helen makes the rules at the Anne Bauer School of Drama.
Wow. I wish I made the rules at the Anne Bauer School of Drama. I would have got a lot more solos, I'll tell you that, for nothing. A lot more.
Solos? Was it musical?
No, like a monologue.
Oh, okay, maybe because you didn't know they were called monologues, you didn't deserve one.
No, but you can do a solo speech and drama. So you can do like a solo poetry reading. You can do solo prose reading and read out of a book.
God, it's not really a mystery as to how you became a stand-up comedian, is it?
I know, it's not.
Hey, here's my question, Chelsea. You were mentioning earlier, I hope it's okay to say, we are three women in therapy.
Yeah.
We all like our therapists.
I love my therapist.
Go team. Oh, you said it differently.
Did I say? I've said love before.
Chelsea loves her therapist.
It's fine.
Okay.
He's fine with it.
Is it appropriate?
No, he says no.
Oh, really? No. Therapist says no. Amazing.
That's another reason why I love him.
Yeah. Because it's the forbidden fruit.
He's so distant. Stop being so coy, Mr. Therapist. Okay. Well, my question is, do you think that you would be helpful if we had a listener problem? Have you learned enough in therapy?
Yes, I think I can solve this problem.
Wow.
That was
a pause, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I actually respect that you thought about it. That's something I'm learning to do in therapy. Think before you speak.
Okay, this feels like you both aimed that at me, even though Chelsea didn't say anything. That's just how it felt, okay? I do think before I speak, that's the problem. This is with thought. Could you imagine if I removed it? Hello! Let's have a problem!
Do you have this? My friend said she thinks about her sentence, like she can plan the whole sentence in her head before she says it.
No, I can't do that.
No idea. No.
And that's why we're all comedians.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can see round corners. That's like my one special skill. Oh. If I'm walking down a street, I can see what's happening on the other side of the corner. Okay. Like I can visualize it perfectly before I turn it. It's really weird.
Are you saying you're psychic?
I can see round corners.
Are you saying you're psychic?
Yes.
like...
I can see around corners. I really can.
I think it's dangerous to have that belief.
Yeah, me too. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I believe at 120%. I can see around corners.
I can complete Bop It every time. It cuts out at 250. That's
holy
my special skill.
Shit.
That's not
cool.
A bad spell. I think mine's cooler, but that's a pretty cool.
Oh, well, hers is real. That's so cool.
Mine is real.
Mine's Chelsea, dangerous, at least.
Yeah. Chelsea, that level of dexterity, and you're not a lesbian.
I'm bi.
Hey!
I'm glad to have you on the team.
All right.
What's your special skill? Sorry, and then the listener problem.
Yeah.
I can make it.
Keeping
I can
things
make a
nice.
Lemon meringue.
Oh, that's a great message.
Thank you. I can. And yes, keeping things nice and on time.
Catherine doesn't get muck on things, which I think is a special skill.
That's really special.
Like,
skill.
I've already spilled coffee
it's
down myself during this
hard.
Conversation.
Oh
it's God. So
it is
there's
really hard.
So much muck in the world. It is mad. The amount of muckiness just around. Sorry, carry on. What's the problem?
I'm worried about you using this.
Oh, so I really appreciate this gift. And I don't know that I'll ever use it because I don't... I think, and would you feel offended if Helen takes my glitter?
I wouldn't feel offended. I thought you might like it because I think of you as glamorous, but then I also thought you might dislike it because it will get everywhere.
And that is,
I love that you think a glitter spray is glamorous. I'm sorry. Is that
it's glamorous?
Wait, isn't there? There's like
it's glamorous if you're. I think it's glamorous if you're nine.
No, I love it. I love it. But even I would say this is like so. There's glamorous, which is like Chanel and chic, and then there's glamorous, which is Fergie. G L A M, and you've gone for the Fergie glam.
Yeah, honestly, and I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. I do. But I have carpets and an illness.
Yes.
And so while I thank you, I hope you don't mind if I...
I have a grey, grumpy Sunil Patel at home and he's going to get sprayed.
I don't mind at all. Hopefully, one day I'll find the right present for you.
Oh, you don't have to do that, but you're so sweet.
I'll tell you this for
Helen, but
not
in here. Not in here, not in here, Helen!
Okay. Just
but
a little
it's
bit,
so
though.
Beautiful. When people have it on, I think you'll understand what I mean by glamorous because it like shimmers as they move around.
I don't
is
know.
It on?
Yeah, it's on. Oh God, you've got a weird like silver section.
Great. I'm a glittery princess.
I have no doubt that I would think it was glamorous from afar.
Oh, I'll tell you what would be glam. A bride with glitter hair gel.
That's
a bride
no,
walking down. I'm a princess. Just
I don't glitter. Know if you're joking anymore. This is like when I learned that going to like a carvery wasn't fancy.
Okay. Should we do
but
that
no,
problem?
But we have to respect Chelsea's Milton Keynes roots.
I also will say this. Carvery's not as big a thing in... That's a lie. Carvery is actually just fancier in Ireland, I think. Mm.
There's a special birthday treat. Go to Toby Carvery.
We don't have Toby Carvery, but it is a solid like lunch out.
Yeah.
Look. I do think... I personally think Carvery's more glamorous than glitter hairspray.
Whoa. Where do you stand on this?
I love both. And I also, but this is up my street. You know that. Like I gave you transfer tattoos. So you understand the sort of level of like glam that we both believe in.
Sorry, oh, do you think that transfer tattoos are glamorous?
Yeah.
I'd say they're fun in a throwback way. This is
really?
This is glamorous in like a red carpet way.
Being a bitch.
So you don't think this is throwback?
No,
this is throwback to primary school for me. No offense.
Adults can do it too.
And yes,
and the transfer.
She
tattoos.
Said in the baby shop costume shop.
You're obsessed.
Adults can do it too. Wah!
I hated the baby costume, but now I don't know what to do with it. It's under my bed. If I die, you have to tell people it's for clown school. It's not a sex thing.
I think it would be cooler to say it was a soul. It's all
I think that'd be cool. Okay, listen to problem.
Yes,
we have enough.
If you die, I will be coming to your funeral very sparkly. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Yes!
Oh, if she dies, you could spray it in your tear ducts and then your tears could glitter and gleam.
Dog.
That is
G-L-A-M.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Yes.
O-U-S. Sorry, okay. We would love to hear this past trouble.
I'm so sorry. You're such a sweet soul and you've come in and done nothing but abuse. Go on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
This is from O.
Hi-o!
Dear Catherine,
hello.
Andrew.
Andrew's not here.
Andrew?
Chelsea hates
taking
Andrew.
Taking the day.
I did say I hate Andrew earlier. Yeah, sorry.
Why do you hate Andrew?
No, I love Andrew. I was just disappointed not to see him. And I lashed out and I said, I hate Andrew.
Good for you. Yeah. I see why you guys are friends now.
Chelsea arrived and was like, where's Andrew? And I was like, oh, Andrew's not here today. Just when I hate Andrew.
I think I might have done that to impress you, Helen.
It worked.
Yeah.
My clip was a fucking, it was honestly like a fucking stick of rock.
Oh my god!
Stick of rock.
God.
Like a little dog's penis.
Please just
like...
start.
Okay. Stop. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
I don't feel well.
Okay, here we go. There's lots of praise. Do you want to hear the praise, or should
yes.
we skip
always.
The okay. Just want to start by saying how much you will brighten my day every Thursday morning. I've just seen Helen on tour. Photos inserted, and yes, I do look extremely stressed after giving her. The unintended evils. I was too nervous and didn't actually say anything. Oh. So can I just say now that your show is amazing and I love the podcast and you both so much. So
oh my cute. God, thank you so much. They probably
felt pretty Helen heavy on the praise.
I loved that. I loved it.
Okay. Well, isn't that beautiful? Okay. You brighten people's days. O goes on to say, I saw Catherine on tour also in Bath and I was crying with laughter at both gigs.
That's Woo-hoo! Good. That's good.
You pulled a back, O. I'll now listen to your problem.
You guys have really helped me through a weird period in my life. I've just graduated from an English degree, dumped my toxic best friend and started a midwifery degree.
Here we go.
Okay. I'm in. Are you in, Jessie?
Yeah.
I actually love her.
Me too. Where I completely feel out of my comfort zone and I'm so, so worried I'm going to fail. What would be your advice for this? The imposter syndrome is real and as two talented boss bitches, I want to know how you fake it till you make it. And how to be your best support and not your own worst enemy. I wish you all the best and hope that I can surround myself with people like you. I've not had the best luck in the world with friends, as moving home, dumping my toxic best friend, who cut me off from all others, and all my mates from home being all over the country doing their thing. I'm feeling quite lonely and overwhelmed.
Okay.
Oh, I want to pick them up and bring them here for a cuddle.
I know. I actually think, I mean, Chelsea, would you like to have a go at solving this first?
No, I'm going to think about it.
Okay, that's up. God, you're so dignified. Apart from the hairspray thing, but so
it's glamorous.
Glamorous. Come on, get a grip. Okay, I actually think that in many ways, O has done a lot of answering and solving in the email, which I think is interesting because I think you've identified that it is imposter syndrome. Not that you are going to fail, not that you should fail, but that you have a false impression of yourself and that you need to be your own support rather than your worst enemies. I think that's like a really good place to start from.
Honestly, all I want to hear about is how you broke up with your toxic
friend. Obviously,
like,
I'm getting to it.
I think all of us in the room
are
just sort of like, tell us what happened.
But also, that's well done. That's so brave. It's so scary to break up with friends. So scary. I like to fade out. I don't even like to do the breaking up.
Well,
I'm
you tried to do it once and you were like so upset for like 2 weeks after.
Yeah, hell is. It's devastating. It's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm. So that's really... So what that tells me is that you're very capable and also a boss bitch.
Yeah.
Also, I think... doing an English degree, completing it, well done, it proves you can do a midwifery degree because you have the capacity to focus and get through something. Also, no offense to midwives, but like, don't we need those? Like, don't they kind of have to pass you just because like, who else wants to look up Gooches? You know what I mean?
I don't think that's true.
I feel like
I
just,
think
just
you
say
still
like,
have to, I think you have to pull out like 5 babies before they give you your pass.
I think loads of people, the kind of people who say like, oh, it's a high bump, it's a boy, are midwives. You can do it.
Really?
I don't really know who midwives
I'll
are.
I'll say this.
Shout out to midwives. Sorry for being offensive. I'm tired and I'm not hungry.
One of my cousins did midwifery training and Catherine's having a breakdown, so I'm going to take this one on.
I think that's for the best. I think I made some errors in there.
Number one, please write back into us and tell us exactly what happened with your friend. I want to know what they did, what you thought, and how you removed them from your life.
Genuinely. No, it sounds like they cut her off.
Yeah,
can so you like, let me know as well?
Yeah, but we want to know, but like what... happened? What happened?
I think it's interesting. Those friends who are like, I don't want you to have any other friends are toxic as hell.
Is that what you think happened here?
Yeah. And I think like that's the kind of thing that Francis would say to you is why I don't think you should see them anymore.
Francis.
Yeah. I just think that they are not good for you.
I love Francis.
Yeah.
So
and I think
much.
Anna Grant would probably agree with them. And so like, again, I just think you should cut these people
I
out of your life.
I love Anna Grant.
And Emma Black's a bitch, so maybe just like
you,
cut them out.
Oh,
you only need me.
Chelsea
I
loves
love
Emma Black.
I was joking, me too. I'm obviously. I was doing a bit about how they. Oh, forget it.
Everyone loves Emma Black.
I'm wasted here. I
did like the bit. I appreciate
the bit. Je suis Emma Black. Let
me
be clear.
Yeah.
Emma Black. Do you remember when I shouted out Emma Black from the stage, but I don't think anyone responded?
Yeah. Emma Black was in the audience at one of the tour gigs and Chelsea went, and Emma Black's here and waved and they hadn't even met yet.
And then that was the same one where I was like, are we going out after this? And no one said anything.
Yeah, the whole audience were like, no.
That was so cute.
The last one of the tour when I also said, this has been a dream being here. And from the wings, you were just cackling.
Oh yeah, Chelsea went, this tour's been a real dream come true. And she just had like a shit meal with me in the back and I was like, ah! But you were actually already getting teary and I really misjudged it.
shit gig, which is so much worse.
No, my best one.
She just died on her own.
Chelsea was great everywhere. Like, crushed it to a point it was frustrating. So
yeah, you did say that, to be fair. It was really funny. On the tour, Helen came in and was like, probably pick somebody too good to do the tour support. Because what you want is a soft landing, really.
Well, you want them to be like, oh, well, one day they'll... Actually, Catherine fired me halfway through tour supporting her.
What?
Yeah.
Because I hired her to, I thought she was going to introduce me, and then she did so badly the first time. I was like, no, I'll do it myself.
I did the same intro I do for myself. I can't hear you. But Catherine's like, creepy, fans creepy were not uncle. Like, yeah.
They were like, we can all hear you. We're all adults.
I'm working on one of those.
Yeah?
Do you think this from backstage? Are you ready to laugh your socks off?
It's not going to work in the summertime, I'll tell you that much.
That's so funny. Are you ready to laugh your socks off? I can't.
Buckle your laces.
Yeah. Buckle your laces. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Get those toesies movie. So cute. That'll work really well, I think.
Thank you. I'm going to do that. So high.
Edinburgh. Also,
oh my God. Okay, so, but truly, I genuinely do think you can do this. And I think that, I know you're lonely now, but I swear to you, being lonely is better than feeling lonely in the company of a toxic person. And you have every capacity. Also, like, I want to say, I have loads of great friends and I've had some bad friends. Like, one, it's not an indication of your capacity to judge people. If you're a trusting, kind, open person, that will lead you to good friends, but it also means you'll occasionally be susceptible to people who aren't worthy of your time.
I'm going
to
suggest a vision board. I think on your vision board, obviously have a picture of a famous midwife who I would say is Florence Nightingale.
Was she not a nurse to soldiers?
No, think midwifery, actually.
Was she?
I think so. Yeah, you might be right, actually.
I thought she famous.
Well, then who's a famous midwife?
We didn't
know. Mubs from Holby City. There you go. Picture, no, Mubs.
None of the called midwife women?
Oh, they were very good now, weren't they? Yes. What were they? Bryony Hannah and Miranda. Oh, shout out to Miranda today.
Oh, Kourtney Kardashian. Remember when she just took the baby straight out of her...
Kourtney Kardashian.
Was that with Mason? She just pulled it out of her the first one. Yeah.
Okay, that's your vision board for that. I think friendships as well. Let's just quickly address the failure thing. Failure is inevitably a part of life. I want to be like, oh, no, you'll fly through. It'll be amazing. It does happen. It's just so important to remind yourself that everyone has failed, and it's so easy to only see successful people. And the worst thing about the stories of failure you hear are inevitably from people who have now made it, and they're telling you sort of that time they failed, but it's in a context of like, well, it doesn't matter because it all worked out. But it does for everyone. Everyone has the most ridiculous failures. Like, I've shit myself, Chelsea shit herself, Catherine, well, different. But at the end of the day...
I failed a university exam.
Catherine... Oh my God. Catherine failed a university exam.
And then do you know what I did?
Me and Catherine are constantly going for auditions and jobs that we don't get.
I did what you would do, presumably, which is retake it and had more time and was less ill and got it sorted.
Yes, you can retake things. It's never your last chance at something. Like, friends will come and go. You will find your tribe. You're in your early 20s, right? Is Owen in their early 20s? Yeah. Like, it does take a bit of time to find those really close friends. Like, I think you can have someone that's in your life really closely for a year. Not everyone sticks around, but like,
also you're
it
brave.
Will happen.
You're brave. You did the breaking up, but you also have done a university degree, and presumably all the pressures are going like, so what are you going to do with this university degree? And you've gone, oh, I'm going to take the information I learned during that, which is that I want to do something else, and apply it to the best of my ability and start another degree. That's
and
so
even
brave.
Teach all those babies English, like, so good. You
okay,
know?
That felt weirdly that, colonialist.
Yeah, it really did.
All those babies should be learning English. The Queen's English the moment they're out of that cunt.
That was such a random left turn. It was like, and also they can all be English.
I think I was still nodding from the last point, but I'd like to clarify that was for the previous one.
I would like the video nod to be removed.
But I feel like that was like a, like, because of the English degree.
Yeah, no, but still. Yeah. And then Chelsea.
Oh my God, you could go on one born every minute.
Maybe we could let Chelsea have a
go. Okay, yes.
But that's nice. I do think
thank
that's
you.
Nice. I think breakups are such a powerful time anyway, because you've just left a friend relationship and a boyfriend.
I forgot about the boyfriend.
Was there a boyfriend?
Was there?
No, sorry. It's just... It was, they were just repeating the toxic friendship.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
As far as I know, there's no boyfriend involved.
But Chelsea made it overdramatic.
I was thinking of a different scenario
for
my life.
You could have just broken up with your friend and your boyfriend, and you haven't, so that's already good news.
Yeah.
But breakups, I think, are a really powerful time because to end something, because usually there's still good stuff there. Like, even in the toxic friendship, there would have been good things. That's why you were friends in the first place. So to know this is not enough for me anymore and to leave it, that's a really powerful time.
That's a cool point.
So I actually don't think you're at a time of like failure or endings, but beginnings.
Yes!
That is the theme of today's episode.
Is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And then the other thing about like fake it till you make it, one thing I've started doing is instead of faking it, because that just makes me feel really anxious when I'm like pretending, is just to completely own with where I'm at. So my boyfriend was making fun of me for saying stuff like, he says, I say more than anyone else he's ever met, I'm afraid.
Yes, yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's so honest.
To just say however you're feeling, like, I'm scared. I'm nervous, or like, I'm confident. Actually, that one's not very believable if you say I'm confident.
Only in your voice and accent, but it's fine.
But
I'm
like,
confident.
It's okay to not always be faking it, I think is what Chelsea's saying. That's correct.
100%, but also I think it's really relatable. And I think at the point at which you say, just even as you said that, like, I'm afraid, it gives other people in the room to go permission to say like, oh, me too.
Yeah.
It's almost like everyone who takes an exam is afraid.
Yep.
Don't say that if there's a mother having a tricky birth. Like, I do think we're caveating this with us being scared to go on stage in front of some people in like Bracknell. And I think we just...
Bracknell's kind of scary.
Okay,
sometimes.
Yeah. But like, just as a caveat,
while
like,
you're doing
there's
the
a woman who's having a very tricky birth.
But that's a
and you
point,
turn to her and go, I'm scared.
Helen. And Chelsea's trying to finish her sentence.
Sorry, Chelsea.
Oh, that's okay. No, not me.
No more hairspray.
No, I love the hairspray, but I'm scared of it getting on stuff in here.
Oh dear.
But go on, that they could, she could say it.
While you're doing the course, because I don't know what I was going to say then. I'm kind of distracted by the glitter spray, but in a good way. No, enchanted by the glitter spray because it's so glamorous.
Oh my god, stop it! I hate you both.
But I think you're right. Like, it fully, if someone just arrives like as they are, says how they're feeling, it does open up, like, allow other people to do that.
It really does.
Yeah. But then I have taken a detour with it. It went too far when I didn't want to pretend, you know, in a conversation with a group of people, you're sort of at a party but you're not in any of the conversations in that time. If I can't join in, I would just look at my phone, but almost pretend to look at my phone like it's not for any reason. And I decided I'm not going to do that anymore because I'm not going to fake it. But then instead, and I was really proud of this and told my therapist, but I think it was actually quite strange, I just thought, well, I'll just face the wall for a bit. Because then I'm not...
Oh, are you listening? Oh, don't do that, sweetie, honey, baby.
No,
oh,
face the wall and say I'm afraid.
Oh, don't do that.
This is so sweet.
I was with myself.
She was with herself. She was having a moment with Chelsea.
No. Do not face the wall
and say,
I am afraid. Do not... That's like a...
I didn't say... There are two different occasions. I was not afraid when I was with the wall.
I am not afraid.
It's comfortable.
It's also
saying,
weird
I am
the wall.
Comfortable.
You're having a moment to yourself with the wall.
I'm comfortable and confident.
I think
lunging.
Yeah, we're definitely giving some mixed things here. I think be honest with yourself and people around you. You don't have to fake it till you make it because you've already made it because you're doing what you want to do. Friends will come and go. Congratulations on getting rid of a toxic friendship. People don't do that over an entire lifetime. So good for you. And I'd say vision board. Honestly, I think vision boards are coming back in.
I also want to talk a little bit about imposter syndrome in the sense that, like, I think women are burdened with it more. And I think that in general, what's useful to do is like ask yourself why everybody else deserves to be there more than you do. Like, if you're trying your best, you pay your fees.
Yeah.
You want to be a good midwife. That's exactly who I want to be training to help me birth. Like, I want somebody who wants to be there and who's trying their best and will repeat things if they have to learn them again. But I mean, the idea that anybody would be there being like, to be honest with you, my worst case scenario as a midwife is somebody who walked into medical school or midwifery school. I was like, I belong here. I was born to do this. I'm like, that's an insane. I don't want that person anywhere near me, actually. I'd like that person to go away, please. So there's that. So do really question the negative part of your brain that's kind of lying to you about your worth. But also, I think this is important, is like, it doesn't go away. Like, I think you kind of have to sit with discomfort and sit with the fear as well. As, like, because I think there's a part of my brain that wanted to rush and say yes. And if you say you're afraid, then it'll kind of go away. But actually, it doesn't. Things just get a little bit, the more capable you are, the bigger the challenges you're given.
Yeah.
So I've never really been able to get comfortable in comedy, I find. I don't know, do you find this weird?
Like, some things are comfortable one day and then some things aren't. Like, the hardest thing on tour for me was when we got told, I think it was my agent or another comedian said quite early on, might have been you even, to like take, like to tell people if they wanted to say hi and have a picture at the end of the gig to say that on stage.
That wouldn't have been me.
Okay, it wasn't you. Someone else.
I don't think you're photogenic.
So I didn't do it for like four gigs, and then we got the courage for me to say it, and like it was all fine, and then I just couldn't do it like half the time. And it's just, it's not a big deal, but for some reason it felt huge.
I wouldn't have told you that because I actually don't think you have to do that. That's kind of intense.
I think I just thought it was you because at Leicester Square you were really good at doing it. So I
you
was like,
forced me to have a photo shoot at the end.
Only because you'd said.
You kept shouting, please, please have a photo with her. Please, she needs this.
You, anyone who met me after the tour show and was like, Helen was thriving, I will when it's actually happening. Like, it's the before it. Like, happens if I ask people if they want a photo and then everyone goes, oh no, you fucking munt. Minga Munta, bitch.
But also, like, you
that didn't happen.
It didn't happen, but it could have done.
But also, like, we're scared because our job we do is kind of like terrifying in terms of like you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of a large group of people. Whereas O is scared because what they're doing is actually important, and I think that's much more worthy. And being scared is just indicative of the responsibility you're taking on.
It's
which
hard
is
as well. Babies are so slippy. They're so because they come out wet and they're like covered in like fluid. So you've got to like really, you've got to clamp on, but they're just wiggling. Yeah.
I don't know if that was specifically what she was concerned about.
Well, it's tricky. It's a tricky thing.
Yeah, no, I don't know that that's O's main. Is it that like she won't catch the babies?
Problem solved.
That's a new format point.
Oh,
I'm really enjoying it.
So Chelsea, where can people find you?
Was that I did the hair flip too soon?
I liked it. It was like, you're like, who me? Who me? Where could you find me on social media? Yes, please.
I'm at Chelsea Birkby on Instagram. And I have Twitter, but I'm not very good at it.
I think they should follow you on there anyway, because you never know when you're going to have your comeuppance on Twitter.
My comeuppance?
What's a comeuppance? Comeuppance is like coming up. Like
no,
coming out.
No.
It's like no? I'm being cancelled, like someone's outed something.
Oh,
it's
no!
Like you're finally getting your comeuppance for all bad behaviour.
So I took that as a threat.
I hate when I learn things like that, and I'm 31, because it's like how many times?
This happened to me with the word chode.
Chode.
Someone told me it meant a Victorian, no, a Viking plait. So I told a guy, like, he looked really Viking-y. So I was like, you look like the exact type of guy who would have a chode.
Did he cry?
Yeah, he was quite upset, yeah.
That must
sorry,
have
Johnny.
Up for you a lot because you went to uni in York.
That's how, because I said, what do you call a Viking plait? And somebody just saw the opportunity and they said, it's called a chode. And they never saw the outcome of it. They just knew they'd planted.
What an absolute genius, to be fair. To be fair, that's genius.
They need their comeuppance.
They should have their comeuppance, so follow them on Twitter as well.
They probably have a chode. That's probably why they needed to do that. There's your comeuppance. We all know you have a chode, flat boy.
If I had a penis, I'd have a chode. Do you think? Yeah. Like, I have that vibe.
I wish we hadn't thought about it, but yeah.
Picture it.
I'm
picture it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. Go follow Chelsea online. And you've all watched their show. It's amazing. Chelsea's amazing. She's so funny. She's gorgeous. She's incredible. It's Chelsea Birkby. Yay!
Thank you so much to our incredible executive producers, to Guy Goodman, to Simon Moores, to Mary Fox, to Annie Tonner, to Sarah Harkey-Beacon, and to Oliver Jago. We are so grateful.
Thank you so much.
A massive thank you too to all of our producers, to Richard Bicknell, to Elle, to Richard Balls, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Karen and David Bull, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Anthony Conway, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Rhea Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Emily G, Amy O'Riordan, and Abby Wharf. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you too to everyone who supports us on Patreon, who gets us who pays for the extra episodes. We are so tremendously grateful. And also, I think, honestly, for a fiver, I think an extra episode a week is worth it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.